The Odyssey, Disc 9.
When heedful Penelope heard how in the hall a man was struck, she said to her maids, "May the archer god Apollo strike you even so." Whereat Eurynome, the housekeeper, made answer, "If only prayers of ours might be fulfilled, no one of them should see another bright throne dawn." And heedful Penelope replied, "Nurse, hateful are they all. Their ways are evil. But Antinous is like dark doom itself. Into the house strays some poor stranger and begs for bread as need compels. Then, while all others gave and filled his wallet, Antinous struck him with a footstool on the back of the right shoulder." So talked Penelope with her maids as she sat within her chamber, while royal Odysseus was busied with his meal. Then, calling the noble swineherd, thus she spoke, "Go, noble Eumaeus, go bid the stranger come to me. I wish to greet him, and to ask if he has heard of hardy Odysseus, or with his own eyes seen him. He looks a traveled man." Then swineherd Eumaeus, you answered her, and said, "Would, queen, the Achaeans would be still. What he can tell would charm your very soul. 3 nights I had him, 3 days I kept him at the lodge. He came to me at once on escaping from his vessel. Yet all that time he never ended telling me his troubles. And just as when men gaze upon a bard who has been taught by gods to sing them moving lays, and they long to listen endlessly so long as the bard will sing, even so he held me spellbound as he sat within my room. He calls Odysseus his ancestral friend, and says his home is Crete, where the race of Minos dwell. Thence he is now come hither, sore distressed, and onward driven near. He declares he has heard that Odysseus is at hand in the rich land of the Thesprotians, a living man, and that he brings a mass of treasure home." Then said to him heedful Penelope, "Go call him hither, to tell his story here before my face. Let men make merry, sitting before the door, or here within the house. Their hearts are gay. Untouched at home their goods are lying, their bread and their sweet wine. On these their servants feed. But haunting this house of ours day after day, killing our oxen, sheep, and fatted goats, these suitors hold high revel, drinking sparkling wine with little heed. Much goes to waste, for there's no man here fit, like Odysseus, to keep damage from our doors. But if Odysseus should return home to his native land, soon with his son's help he would punish these men's crimes." As she spoke thus, Telemachus loudly sneezed, and all the hall gave a great echo. Penelope laughed, and to Eumaeus straightway said in winged words, "Pray go, and call the stranger before me as I bade. Do you not notice how my son sneezed at my words? Therefore no partial death shall strike the suitors. On all it falls, none shall escape from death and doom. Nay, this I will say farther, mark it well. If I shall find that all the stranger tells is true, I will clothe him in a coat and tunic, goodly garments.